Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations, this Tuesday of the 31st week in the year of our Lord, 2022, as we look to Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 84. Question 84. How is the kingdom of heaven opened and shut by the preaching of the Holy Gospel? In this way, that, according to the command of Christ, it is proclaimed and openly witnessed to believers, one and all, that as often as they accept with true faith the promise of the gospel, all their sins are really forgiven them of God for the sake of Christ's merits, and on the contrary, to all unbelievers and hypocrites, that the wrath of God and eternal condemnation abide on them so long as they are not converted. According to this testimony of the gospel, God will judge men both in this life and in that which is to come. The primary task of any man who would be an officer of the church, under the office of the keys, is to ensure that the word of God is rightly proclaimed. As we noted in Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 67, the ministry of the word is the primary means of grace. It is the first and foremost way God uses to impart his will to his people and minister grace to them in the salvation of their souls. It is through the preaching of the word that faith is given to the people of God and built up in them every time they hear the scriptures proclaimed. Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. As Paul explained to the Ephesian elders in Acts 20, verse 27, I did not shrink from declaring to you the whole counsel of God. For that is the call to any who would lay claim to the keys of the kingdom. To speak, declare, proclaim the whole counsel of God. To preach, as Paul charged Timothy in 2 Timothy 4, verse 2, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort, with complete patience and teaching. For as the scriptures tell us in Hebrews 4, verse 12, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joint and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. As the prophet Isaiah spoke in Isaiah 55, 10 and 11, as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose, and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. Thus is the kingdom of heaven opened, that as the word of God goes forth in proclamation, all who hear might know the truth of their sin and depravity, and flee to the gospel of Jesus Christ for salvation. And, as the Bible teaches, all who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved, forgiven of their sin, cleansed of all unrighteousness, freed from the bonds of death, and given the promise of life eternal in heaven itself. In like manner is the kingdom of heaven shut. For if, upon hearing the truth of God's word, there is no repentance, there is no turning from sin, then the just judgment of God will be upon them, and they will not know salvation. If those who hear the proclamation of God's word reject it, flee from it, or condemn it, they will not find peace or eternal joy, but only the condemnation of the judge of the ages, as the glories of heaven are closed to them. In this way, the office of the keys is administered in faithfulness to the command of Christ. The proclamation be made to all people, tribes, tongues, and nations, of the power of God unto salvation through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word, the whole counsel of God, is to be preached, declared, and proclaimed to all the world. And in this way, as the word of God goes forth not to return void, God does indeed receive all honor and glory due his holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.